praise the Lord. We have several ministers with us, and we're so thankful for each one of them. And along the way, we know we'd like to hear something from all of them. Happy to see Brother Chow and his wife, who came in last night from, I guess they came from Canada, but they've been serving the Lord in Texas. I almost felt like letting Brother Chow lead, or asking, not letting Brother Chow lead one of the meetings, because this summer, one of the Chinese men said to me, "I've never seen anyone who could lead us in worship and praise and into silence like Brother Chow. He's been such a blessing in my life, and I've never seen that because I've never been, I don't think I've ever been in a meeting where Brother Chow led. I think he was always like a visitor and he spoke something to us, but I don't know if I was ever in one where he was given the responsibility of the leadership of the service. Brother Chow, wouldn't you just give a word of greeting, please?
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It took us about 8 hours to get here last night from Ottawa because we were held up at the border for 1.5 hours and then caught up in traffic for nearly 2 hours, or else we would have made it to the meeting last night, but we missed it. But thank God we got here safely with Brother Shen Chu from the Chinese church in Ottawa driving, and his sister Ann Lee came along. So we had a wonderful time in Ottawa. This was my second time to be there, and there was something new, something special this time, and it was that after the retreat, on the Monday following the retreat, and they asked to have like a one-day special retreat for the leaders there and to do nothing but just to wait on God. And that really greatly appealed to me. So I said, yes, let's do that. Let's just spend the time in the presence of the Lord. David is one of those who found that there is fullness of joy in the presence of God. And he found that there are pleasures evermore. Pleasures evermore in the presence of God. And when we get into the presence of God, there is such joy, peace, comfort, assurance. It seems like you can bring all of your problems to the Lord, and as you wait on Him, really, in essence, waiting on God is really coming into the presence of God. There is such indescribable joy, blessedness. And I found that we can bring all of our needs, whatever they are, just into the presence of the Lord. And we were singing earlier the invitation that Jesus has given, come. And I was thinking of the book of Hebrews, where at least there are 7 times it's mentioned, come or draw near, come to the throne of grace, and to just to receive. And our God is such a good God. He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. In other words, anyone who comes to Him will not be disappointed with whatever need you have. But the problem, of course, with both of us is that we are too busy. We're too busy to take time to wait on the Lord. And I find that it's really just because we are busy, just because we have so much to do, we need all the more to wait on the Lord. Because we get more help. We get more strength. If we need wisdom, we can get more wisdom by coming to the Lord. And the Bible promises specifically that if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask. Let him come and ask. And our God is a rewarder. He never disappoints. He is a God always on the giving side. And I found that over the years that I have received much from the Lord, and yet I find that He has much more to give. Our God is a rich God. He's a good God. He's a loving God. He's an understanding God. Whatever our weaknesses or lacks are, we can always come to Him, the throne of grace. Of course, today He's on the throne of grace, but one day He'll be on the throne of judgment. And the time for us to draw near to God is now, is today. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of acceptance. And thank God that for this blood-bought privilege, access, we heard earlier, this blood-bought access. Think of the price that Jesus paid on the cross, so that we are not only cleansed, but we're given this free access to come to Him. What a privilege to come to Him. Now, when we think of the presence of God, I was reminded of something an elderly Chinese gentleman who came from China, all the way from Henan to China, to visit his son-in-law in Ottawa. And he's not a believer, but he's a seeker. He started a seeking and came to the meeting. And he said that, when I think of Jesus, I was trying to figure out whether Jesus was a white man, was a Middle Eastern man, or a black man. So I found it hard to believe in a foreigner. You know, we're Chinese. Why should we believe in a foreigner? And then when he heard that Jesus is God, Jesus is a member of the Trinity, the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. And when he heard that Jesus comes to us today in the Spirit, in the person of the Holy Spirit, that kind of changed his mind. And that somehow aroused his faith, and he believed. And as he believed, something happened. He said he came, before he came to the retreat, and his right eye was badly hurt by something. And he had a hard time seeing. But somehow during the meeting, the Lord apparently touched him, and he began to see. He began to see how real Jesus is.
Yes, amen.
And when we say Jesus is in our midst, we certainly, he's not in our midst in the flesh and blood, but he is in our midst by his Spirit.
Yes, amen.
He even lives in us by his Spirit. Christ liveth in me. We sing that wonderful, that chorus. And somehow, and he was touched, and he began to see. And oh, how real Jesus is today. When we think of Jesus, we should no longer think of him as the historical Jesus, the Jesus in the flesh, but the Jesus who has risen from the dead and is sitting at the right hand of the Father. He's been given the name above all names, and all tongues shall confess that he's Lord, and all knees shall bow before him. Yes. And that's the kind of Jesus we believe in, we worship. And somehow that changed his mind. You know. I think we all ought to think of Jesus that way. He's everywhere, and he lives in us, and he's with us all the time. And he delights to come to gatherings of his people in his name. And his promise was, is that wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. And ever since I have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, this was about 40 years ago, and I've always enjoyed meetings with Christians, whether two or three, or 200 or 300, or sometimes was there alone by myself, and he is there. And the Bible says he's not far from us. The Apostle Paul was in Athens, you know, when he walked around, he saw that the city was filled with idols. There was one God that they were worshiping. It's an unknown God. So he had to tell them, the God who created the heavens and the earth, and he doesn't need anything from man. And so that we may seek him and find him, for he is not far from you. And then Paul says something in Romans 10, 11, where he said, or 8, the word is nigh to you. This word is not far from you. It's in your mouth, it's in your heart, and when we say Jesus, we know he's here in our mouths. When we touch him with our heart, we know he's there. Hallelujah. He's near. He's not far from us. And it's always a joy to come to a meeting where you know the presence of the Lord is there. And especially in this place, this Pergam camp, oh how we have experienced this wonderful, sometimes glorious presence of the Lord in this place. And you feel as though you're in heaven. I remember the first year I came to camp back in 1969, and this place, I said, this place was like heaven. And it hasn't changed. And the presence of the Lord is still here, even though many of the older saints have gone on, but the presence of God is still here. Hallelujah. And when Jesus said there, the Holy Ghost, or the Comforter, comes, and he shall be with you forever. And he will be in you. Then you will know that I'm in the Father is in me, and I'm in you, and you are in me. On that day you will know. And this wonderful union that we have, we can abide in him, and he can abide in us. We can come to him, we can drink of him, we can eat of him, and partake of him. Of course, all of these things that Jesus said, if you try to understand it from the physical, you know, sense, it was kind of hard that Jesus was talking about him being the life and the spirit. And he says that the words that I speak to you, they are life and they are spirit. And we are to take him that way. And he says that God is spirit. They that worship God and must worship him in spirit and in truth. And for the Father seeks such worshipers. God is looking for people who worship him in truth and spirit, especially people who love him with all their heart, that recognize his presence, they enjoy his presence, they appreciate all that he has done for us.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. In spirit, in truth. The New Testament, the era of New Testament is the era of the Holy Spirit. And even, and I've seen people who live in the New Testament era, but they seem still worshiping the Old Testament era, Old Testament forms and legalities. And but oh Christ, he's alive today. He lives within us by his Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And this is how we have this wonderful relationship with him. And it grows. Our relationship with the Lord grows. Our knowledge of him grows. Hallelujah. So let's come again, as we heard earlier, and take time to wait on God. I can assure you that you will never be sorry if you take time out. This is the best investment. You know, the world speaks of investment, how to get rich, and the books that sell, you know, quickly, the books tell you how to get rich. But I know one thing. If you're determined to wait on God the way the Bible teaches, you get rich. Surely, slowly but surely, you get rich. And God will bring you deeper, will give you more and more into himself. Then you can live in his presence, walk in the Spirit, and have fellowship with him all the time. Fellowship with Jesus. It's a wonderful thing. And then it gives you strength to do what you have to do. I remember even when I was in the newspaper business, and I had strength. When I lacked inspiration, and I looked to the Lord, and I was given inspiration many times. And of course, it's even more so today. Oh, how I am thankful for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Even though I've been baptized in the Holy Spirit for 40 years now, but I'm still beginning to ponder on the tremendous significance, the meaning of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It seems almost limitless to me. It's a wonderful, it's not just an experience. It's a relationship with God. A relationship is made alive, and your relation made more personal, and you know the God that you are serving, you're walking with him. And this is what the baptism of the Holy Spirit does for all of us. If there are any in the room who have not had the baptism yet, I'd encourage you to seek the baptism, wait on God, and take at his word, and he said that in these last days I shall pour out my spirit upon all flesh. This is his promise. God, you promised to pour out your spirit upon all flesh. And here I am, Lord. I have a hunger. I want to be filled with your spirit. I want to be baptized again and again with the Holy Spirit. And if you come with that simple faith, childlike faith, and be a little patient. Sometimes, God, if God doesn't do it right away, because sometimes there are things on our side that we don't realize that need to be overcome. You know, our own ideas, our own concept. We have our own ideas even of what a baptism of the Holy Spirit should look like. Or what the feeling of the Holy Spirit should look like. And people have different ideas. But just be simple and take him at his word. Say, Lord, here I am. Baptize me. Maybe he'll do that this morning for you. You never know if you are ready. And put aside all your own ideas, you know, your own concepts and misconceptions, and because the baptism of the Holy Spirit takes many forms. We can never tell. It's just like Jesus coming to us in different ways, different forms. We need to recognize his presence, his voice when he speaks to us, and also we don't limit him to any particular way or form that I am to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Let him do it. Lord, have your ways. Have us. Here I am. Fill me more and more, Lord. And then, of course, you will enter into that wonderful relationship. And if you have already, if you're already there, I'm sure that you're growing. You're growing. Now, apparently, a word about my book, and some people have read my book, and they said, you know, it's good. And one of them, who is a writer herself, and she wrote about 25 books, including the story of Andrew Murray, or the family and life of Andrew Murray, and she commented on the English language. He says, your English is impeccable. Now that credit must go to Brother Eddie Wolfogel, because he's the one who checked my manuscript before it went to the printer. So I want to thank the Lord for him and for his help. You know how much he has to do at home. And in the middle of reading my manuscript, and then and Brother Edwin had a fall, so he had to stop. He had to take his father to the hospital, and I don't know how many things, 101 things to do at one time. And he was kind enough to take time out to read my manuscript, and then we went over on the phone, you know, some place that they could be improved, and he made some very practical, some very good and useful suggestions. That's what made the book, if it's impeccable. It's not due to my knowledge or command of English, it's due to someone else. And I also found out that actually he has been the editor of this monthly publication, Things New and Old, and he's been working behind the scenes. And so his father said, you know, you better get Eddie to read it for you. I said, okay. I did that. And the book came out good. Praise the Lord. God bless you all.
Let's sing that song that Brother Shaw referred to.
Thank you so much for your word. We sang or heard Christ Liveth in Me, 91. stand on the third. Come stand with me if you'd like. As lives the flower within. Such precious things that have already gripped our hearts, and I know there's always more to follow. Come.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, yes, it's heaven.